have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment.
Beyond Defense.
DB Jr.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, didn't you?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When coming through the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. No father in the life, I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still off with you, life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a dying of mind, I'm pleading for Christ. Where's the root cross, man, need it. In a bird, I'm down in the heat. It said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. That's fine, I'm out with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still receiving. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching once or twice. I never will be this new with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by she will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got it. My music, principal purpose, I'm nothing they use it. Bruising, I'm proving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Stopping my dudes, exposing delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleep of time, define our bad hurts. Conduct with metal, touch,
everything
it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children, just raid old school veterans. Take over the nation in Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Choose through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the fence.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Ben, and I am in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling. That's right. That's right. That was the Beyond the Fence anthem by yours truly on the Boys to Men EP. Y'all go check that out on all social media outlets. Man, we also got the Beyond the Fence family on there. You got DB Jr. Yes, yes, yes. And then you have G. Will. You also have the Jewel, who killed it at the end. Man, we had so much fun with that song. I love it. Y'all go check it out. And I'm pretty sure y'all, you know, download it and enjoy it. And we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you. You know how we do. We already prayed for. Man, we stand on it. So by the time we come in, we just go straight in. That's right. Because we already know we are covered. We are covered. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The funny, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two Toes? Two Toes, how your week been, my brother?
Man, it's been great, man, but I believe I have finally gotten older. Man, I am excited because I went crock pot shopping today, man. You know what I'm telling you? I was excited, man. I'm in Sam's, and they had a nice crock pot for sale, and I got it, man. I thought it was Christmas in there, man. You know what I mean? Over a crock pot. You know what I'm saying? You know, like 10 years ago, that wouldn't have excited me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, my week was great, but that was the highlight of my week, crock pot surfing. You know what I'm saying? Shopping for crock pots, man.
Oh, man, you know what? That lets you know, man, we definitely. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I realize, like, I'm getting old because now it's at a point to where, like, when I get out the bed, I got to, like, get out slow. Because, man, it's been some time I would get out fast. And when I get out fast, I don't know about y'all, kings and queens, men and women of God, but listen, man, I can get out the bed fast. And next thing you know, I get a crook in my neck or I might pull a muscle. So now I got to get out the bed slow. Real slow, so I won't pull a muscle somewhere. That's how I know I'm getting older.
I agree.
I mean, man, it's crazy. Now, I don't know about the crock pot thing. Yeah, you are getting some age, bro. When you go and you excited about a crock pot. Yeah. What we want to know is, Tommy Two Toes, what are you planning to cook in this crock pot? Like, what's your go-to? When you say, all right, man, I'm going to make this because I know they're going to enjoy this meal. What is your go-to in the crock pot?
Man, my go-to is Two Toes gumbo. I got the rice. I got the okra. Real crab meat. Not that imitation stuff. The real crab meat. Shrimp. Okay. Scallops, and if I'm eating with the right people, I might even put crawfish in there. But I mean, I just love seafood and I love gumbo. So my go-to dish when it comes to the crock pot is definitely the gumbo.
Ooh,
I told you, man. Come over
what?
And get you a bowl, man. I told you to come over and get you a bowl, man.
I'm going to have to do that. Now, the crawfish thing, brother, I don't know about the crawfish because I'm not going to lie. I be going to the Chinese restaurant, and I see people with all these crawfish on their plate. I'm talking about be stacked or looking like a little mountain on their plate. And I tried it, and you can't even get to the meat. It's hard to get to the meat. So you got to just suck the juice in. It's a little piece of meat.
Right, it's too much work for a little bit of
chicken as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you know that meat's right there in front of you when it comes to the chicken, but you got to work for the meat when it comes to the crawfish.
Man, even crabs, you know what I'm saying? Like crab legs and lobster, even they, you know, you got to work for it, but at least it gives you more meat. It's just too much work.
Exactly.
For just the juices. Mm. I mean, I'd rather squeeze some lemonade or something, man. I don't want to go through all that. It is too much, brother. It's just way too much.
Yeah.
So Two Toes, are you ready for a good show tonight?
I am ready. I am ready.
All right, man. So I was just thinking, you know, I see people go to church all the time. And I know why I was going to church. You know what I'm saying? I know why I was going. But it's a lot of people, I don't understand why they even go. Because they, you know, they go in on Sunday, come home, go through the week, go through Sunday, come home, another week. And it makes me wonder, what is the purpose of a lot of people going to church? Now, when I look at it, I'm only saying this because I want people to understand their value and who they are. And you do got a lot of Sunday Christians. Hey, I'm not mad at them. I respect it. But what I'm saying is, if we're going to go to church, at least know why you're going. And I say this because a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, they go and they feel like, well, it's like a good luck charm type of thing. Well, if my body is there, if I go and I'm committed every Sunday, then, you know, I'm putting in that work. And it's like, I think I'm entitled to heaven because I took my day out and I went to church and I'm going every Sunday. I don't miss a Sunday. So since I'm there and I don't do some of the things I used to do, I think I should earn my way to heaven. What do you think about that part, Tommy Two Toes? Two Toes, are you still with us? All right.
Hey, I'm sorry, my mic. I had technical difficulties.
All right.
When
all
it
right,
comes
right.
to church, my bad, I'm sorry about that, y'all. But I believe going to church is the easy part. What really counts is what are you doing Saturday night? You know, because anybody can go to church and, you know, go through the motions. But it's a lot more than just going. You got to be in church when you're not in church in a way. You know what I mean? And most people don't do that. Because like you said, I know a lot of people that, they go to church on Sunday and they Bishop Tutu because they went to church on Sunday. But Friday night and Saturday night, you know, you out there MC hammering, you know what I mean? So I'm like, no, it's a lot more to it than just going. It's a lot more to it than just going.
That's true, man. I definitely agree. And it's like people's body can be there. And you go through all the rituals and all the things, you excited when you're there. But then people gotta understand, you know, there's a life when you come home. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's wild, man, because you got Monday through Saturday and it's important, you know what I'm saying, that people realize like when you go, it's more for the community. You got to be more community driven. It's more than just saying, okay, I'm a righteous person within myself. Your righteousness should also be for other people. You know what I'm saying? You should practice that because your character should reflect that through other people that you got to deal with. So when you come, it should be more community driven. So why? Because you're a part of a family. Right, so when you go to that church, you represent that family, right? So,
right.
Two Toes. When it comes to the character part, because I've been accustomed, I've been seeing people, they feel like, well, I don't use profanity, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do this, I don't do that, and it's all the things that they say they don't do, and it's like, okay, I get that, you don't do any of these things, but how do you treat other people? How are you in the community? When you're at your job and you're putting in work and you're working, how are you when it comes to your, you know, your job? How are people looking at you when you're on your job? You know, how's your supervisor? Or if you are the boss at your job, if you are the supervisor, how do you treat the people who work under you and is a part of your leadership? So the first leader that you have is yourself. You should always be a leader to yourself. So when you are a leader to self, then you're going to be disciplined enough to do certain things. And guess what? Just because you don't do something like the health things, you might not drink, you might not smoke, you might not use the profanity, but that don't mean that you won't become or be a liability in your community. And I think a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, don't understand that concept that church is bigger than just being self-righteous.
Right. It's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole lifestyle. Because, see,
me personally, brother,
I know.
Yeah. Give it to us, brother.
I know. The reason I was going to church, basically, is because my grandmama had me in the church every day. I felt like I was in the church more than the pastor was, you know what I mean? And I wasn't really gathering information. I was just going because, in a way, I was pretty much forced to go. But that's when I was younger, and, you know, maybe I ain't going to say I didn't know any better, but, you know, I'm just doing what I'm told to do because that's my job as a child, pretty much. But once I got older, I started understanding certain things and realizing that, you know, things aren't exactly the way I was taught is really not how they really are. So I had to kind of learn on my own how, you know, the church works, or at least how I'm supposed to work because of, or how I'm supposed to act because of me being in the church. And, of course, I wasn't acting churchly except for Saturday night at about 10:45 to Sunday night at 10:45. You know what I mean? But the rest of the week,
right?
I was pretty earthly, you know what I mean?
Right.
We'll put it at that. I was very earthly.
Yeah,
so I had to reevaluate myself.
Yes, sir.
No, you go ahead.
Really, man, it's just a part of us just being in a human form. I've heard people say, man, you know, I can't deal with you in the natural. I got to deal with you in the spirit type thing. So it's like, okay, well, this is we're on an earthly realm, right? So people get the scriptures, like when they say, you know, don't be conformed to the things of this world. Understand, it ain't all about, when we say the world, it ain't all about what you think it is. Sometimes it's just the simple things that's also inside the religion, right? Because some people are focused on the religious aspect, so they, like, do all the rituals, and they got the prayer right, everybody sound the same, and it's like, okay, where's your uniqueness? You know, where's your personality? Like, a lot of us are mimicking other personalities, and we're bringing their personality to the forefront so other people can see. You know what I'm saying? So it's not who we are, it's who we're trying to be for others, instead of just saying, okay, well, this is me. I'm David Denton. Hey, I'm trying to be a better version of myself. I might not always get it right in your eyes, but I know what I'm trying and striving to do. So when I go to church, I understand, like, okay, listen to a word of encouragement, right? It was smart to put music in there. You know what I'm saying? We got the music. So you just want to get the music, and that's your time to your worship and party time, right? You get that time, you dance, you sing along, you're having fun with it, right? But then you get the word. But then at the same time, you have people who all should be there for the same goal. Everybody's there to have a good time, get the word. And then when you walk out, you should understand that we are one body, we are one family. But it's disappointing because when I go in, I see a lot of like competition. It's based on,
yeah.
Man, I got this title. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are title driven. I'm this. I'm the deacon. I'm the pastor. I'm the apostle. I'm the prophetess or prophet, and I'm this and I'm that, and I got all these gifts, and they want everybody to see how great they are and what they're doing. And it's like, but what about our community? What about what you do that can't be seen? You know what I'm saying? What about the things that you do for people in private? The blessing, but they always want to get blessed. So it's like, we're going to go. It's important to understand how valuable we really are and the reason we are there. Because it's like you said, Tommy Two Toes, you know, you went and, you know, a lot of people, I'm not going to say everybody go for the wrong reasons, but I'm saying I believe that a lot of people don't understand, you know, what really is necessary and what really needs to be done to create an environment in your home, right? So when you leave there and you go to your home, which is your own personal kingdom, now you also build your church up in your home, right? Because the church is the people. So
exactly.
Who you are should reflect at home. That doesn't mean that you're going to cross every T and dot every I, but there should be some structure there, something to build off of, some type of foundation where you are the leader, the head of the household, as a man, or if you're the woman, then guess what? You're the helpmate. So when y'all come together collectively, have a foundation, y'all building something powerful and strong, because guess what? It can go outside your household into the next household, and then their household to the next household. And we want to build generations of righteousness, but in through the mind. It's going to start in our mind on how we see the world, how we view the world. But we got to understand that the church is supposed to be a part of character building, because we want to be around everybody who's like-minded, right? That's why you got different
right.
gangs. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Crip or a Blood, you're going to represent that Crip or Blood set based on their traditions, you know, on who they say they are and what they're supposed to do. Man, you're supposed to wear your rag like this, and this is how you're supposed to do this, and this, and you want to go by that. It's the same thing when you are in any community. If you are at a job, listen, McDonald's and Burger King are both restaurants. They both sell burgers. But at the same time, there is a difference. You cannot bring your Whopper mindset over here to this Big Mac. It's a whole different chain of a restaurant. So what you did at Burger King that was successful, you have to go over here to McDonald's and be obedient to what McDonald's got going on. Why? Because they're not Burger King.
Exactly.
So you got to conform to your community or where you at. What this church do, that church may not do. You don't have to talk bad about that church. Just don't go to it if you don't want to. But what they do is for them, and what you guys do is for you. But what you do, this community should be, this body, it should reflect into the community, if that makes sense, Tommy Two Toes.
It makes total sense. You basically have to represent the church, even when you're not there, because if you're a member, it should show.
Yes. Yes. Could you expand a little bit on that, brother?
It's basically just saying that if you have two different people together, one is church and one isn't, you should be able to tell the difference. You shouldn't be confused on who is who. And, you know, church isn't a thing you just cut off and it just is valid on Sundays. That's why I was saying earlier in the conversation, you know, that it really matters what you do on Saturday. It just don't count for Sunday, you know, and that's what I was doing. I was going through all those motions on Sunday, but the minute I left the building, you know, I left the organization and went back to somebody else, and then I checked back in on Sunday again, next Sunday. And that kind of defeats the purpose. That's just, you know, going through the motions.
Yes, yes. And, man, I like what you said right there. I really believe a lot of us, you know, sometimes go through the motion. And I think that we do it unconsciously. I don't even think we do it on purpose. I don't even think we, like, trying to really do it. But I think, man, sometimes, man, you know, we go because it's like, I done had times where it's like, man, I don't feel like going. And it's like, I feel bad. Like, man, you know, I used to go to church every Sunday. So it's like, man, I'm not going this Sunday. And it's like, man, I feel obligated to go. And sometimes you, like, force yourself to go. You know what I'm saying? Instead of really just like, you know, but I'm going to rest it up. But then you feel bad about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you get there and your body is there, but your mind is so many different places. And now you're trying to get into it, but you're just not there. So you're going and you're really not getting much out of it, but you're going there because you feel like you're obligated to be there. And to be honest, I think as a body, we make each other feel less valuable on certain things when we should be encouraging. We should build each other up. If a person didn't come that Sunday, we should be checking on them like, man, I was just checking on you, man, telling you, man, we did have a good service today, man, love you. I know you didn't make it, but hey, man, was everything good with you, right? Yeah, I just need the rest of the day. And just have my, oh, okay, I understand. Instead of us, you know, making each other feel bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole point of this topic. It's like, what is your real purpose? And to me, selfishly, I think some people unconsciously just be selfish enough to feel like, I'm going because this is my ticket to heaven, and I'm afraid of hell. If I go to church, God at least will honor me. You know, I sing this even when I was a kid, when I was a child, and I would watch some of the adults, they shout, they sing, they cry. But then I seen how they treated somebody, like we'll go out to eat, and I would see how they treated, you know, the staff at the restaurant. I'm like, man, she's kind of rude. You know, it's kind of rude. I'm noticing this at 10 and 11, how rude she is to our server. You know, man, this food is terrible. Oh, my God. This food is nasty. And it's like, okay, well, just ask her to take it back. She didn't cook it. She just brought it out to you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's like a way we approach people, the way we talk to people. Like, can we do a better job of that? You know what I'm saying? It ain't about that I don't do nothing in the world. I don't look at this on TV. I don't do that. No, it's the way we treat other people. How well do you treat people? How well do you treat people? Are people around you knowledgeable now? Are people around you growing? Are people around you greater today than they was yesterday? It's just like playing sports. If you're a quarterback or you play the NBA, can you make players around you better? Okay.
Right.
You can't win a championship by yourself. So we got to be a team. We got to act.
Exactly.
So men and women of God, kings and queens, realize your purpose. You got to focus on your destination unselfishly. Because if your destination is heaven and heaven only, then you missing your value right here on the earth. And we're going to continue this in the second half. So with that being said, where the music
When I was a child, I thought as a child. I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, you know what I mean? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah, I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water, show me how to cook crack. Tennessee and weed, chillin' with the hood rats. Heather chill, XC pills, all in my book bag. Look, I did what I did as a kid, so stand down. Got caught with my pants down, now I'm a man now. Nobody fronted me, never asked for handouts. I was low-key, never had to stand out. School of hard knocks, never been the class clown. This part of my background, I'm talking the facts now. People know me, considered as the OG. Emotions won't control me, immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah.
Come grew up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Fed my pit bulls hard white, no color in the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, one conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls growling, contemplating my death. I cried myself, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living in well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of exist and make a better decision. Helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen, give them vision, keeping them out of these prisons. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every sign of every life.
More of a culture thing. When you were evil, what it went. Can't compromise with the most you bring. Stay focused. Feeling
here on Beyond the Radio. This your coach, the host, your main man, David Benton, and I'm still in the building, and I got my main man, Tommy Two Toes. So let's get to these sponsors.
Two Toes?
This is voiceover. That beautiful voice, y'all, you guys heard in the beginning, that is Paula G voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. That's right, that's Lady Wisdom, Paula G voice. Y'all look her up on all social media platforms. Like I said, that's Paula G voice. That's right, Miss Lady Wisdom. You need a voiceover. You need somebody to bless your TV show, your radio show, all program directors, or listen, even if it's for your movie, for, you know, what to be having the characters. The characters for a movie. You know how to be having even The Lion King Part 3. Bring it home. Paula G voice got you. That's right. You need a voiceover? Holler at Paula G voice, Lady Wisdom. That's right. And also, man, if you need somebody on the ones and twos, whether it's virtual, he will come to your city, your state, but definitely if you are in the Southeast Tennessee region, listen. G. Will, William G. Will Faulkner, DJ G. Will Faulkner, he got you. Look, it's going to cost you. It might not cost your arm or leg, but it's going to cost you. So if you want a birthday party, whether it's a wedding or your graduation, you just want to celebrate, that's William G. Will Faulkner. Look him up on Facebook. And also, he is an artist. That's G. Will, G. Will. He got a song called Lord I. And he also have Brand New. And he have another single that's coming out. It's called Brand New 2.0. You guys will be hearing that soon. So y'all prepare for that. And it's featuring myself, David Benton, and his daughter, Lisi. That's right, and it's a very good song. I'm excited about it. I love the song. It's really nice, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. But if you need a DJ, man, y'all better book G. Will. I'm telling you, you would not regret it. You would only have smiles on your face. And also, last but not least, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Get at Shay Samuels on all social media platforms. You can go reach out to About Better Leaders @gmail.com. Definitely, if you want to build your business, your brand, grow your brand, this is who you want to holler at. This is who you want to talk to. It is about growing. It's people got to understand, is more than just your talent alone. You got to have some direction. You got to have some good coaching. And you got to have people around you that can take you to the next level. And that's what it's about. When it comes to this type of consulting, you want to be able to take your business to the next level. You do not want to stay on ground level. Put yourself around like-minded people who've been there, done that, and is also still doing it. But why? Because can't nobody help you if they can't help themselves. So be around the people who have already made the mistakes, who already had the bumps in a row. So guess what? They'll help you to develop, to become better at your business, to help your business grow. So Let's Talk Business Consulting Group and about being a leader to that. And you would not regret it. So, Tommy Two Toes, man, we was talking about people. We were talking about people. Why do people even go to church? And you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing, y'all. We don't want people to think like we're just sitting up here to bash church. No, we want you to get as much out of it as you can. We want church to be an asset in your life, right? And if church is an asset in your life, then it should reflect in your life. So when you go out there and you sit up here, you hitting the highways and the byways, and you going to people's homes, this same character should reflect. It should be a part of who you are. You shouldn't have to try so hard at just being who you are, which is awesome, which is amazing, which is great. If you have these attributes inside you, let them attributes reflect. There are going to be times we get angry, we get mad, we hurt, we say things we don't really want to say, we regret it later on. But then that's when we just got to check ourselves and continue to push forward and still strive for righteousness and be better tomorrow than we was today, because we definitely better than we was yesterday. So when you go to this building, you need to know why you're going. I mean, I kind of sound like a robot and I'm like repeating certain things, but I really want to implant things in people's heads, Tommy Two Toes, because I really want people to understand their value. And I think if everybody had a certain mindset, and when we do come together collectively, then we can get in that huddle, right? And when we get in that huddle, we can come out with a great play. And the play gonna work. Why? Because everybody playing their own position, doing what's necessary. We want our community to be a healthy community. We want it to be a healthy environment. And we have the power to create that narrative. We can create a better environment around us. What you think about that, Tommy Two Toes?
I agree, because if we collectively come together and have the same goal, and like you said, if everybody played a position in parts, you know, some parts may be bigger than others depending on your abilities. But the bottom line is, if we can do it together, then things are, you know, run a lot smoother, a lot more smoother.
Yes. Yes. So I want to ask you, you know, as a comedian, and you know, you be around other comedians. Do you guys ever sit and like try to feed off one another? Do y'all ever like coincide together and be like, man, look, this is what we need to do to have a good show? Or is people in there for self and be like, well, I'm going to do this show, I'm going to kill this show? And is it more competition, or do y'all come together and say, look, man, you know, everybody gifted, we all here, everybody got to play their part, play a position. Why? So we can have a great show and we all will look good for it. How is that in the comedy world?
Well, basically, it depends on the people performing, because you got some people that's going to be like, yes, we're a team, let's put this show together and we're going to knock it out the park. Everybody's going to hit a home run tonight. But then you know there's certain people you may perform with that are trying to be the MVP of the league and don't care about no help. They're just like, everybody here to see me. You know, they David Ruffin's little cousin or something. And so, you know, they bigger than the group. And you know how that can go. So it's all dependent upon who all got booked for that particular event. And so you automatically know in advance, since you know who you're going to be working with, you already know pretty much how it's going to go as far as either is it going to be a group effort or is it everybody for themselves.
Right. But you said a mouthful. But I like how you said, like, so it depends on the person, meaning character. So it's like, okay, are
exactly.
you coming in here? Are you coming here for the team, or is it for individual goals only? Like, you know, because understand, I'm saying this because the church is supposed to be a body.
Right.
So you have a body with many different parts. Each body part have a responsibility. Each body part have a responsibility and play an important role in its own right. And anything on our bodies that go down, we definitely feel the effect of it. So that's why I was asking. So you do agree saying that most of the guys like who come in, if everybody on the same page with their character, then they'll come in like, okay, we're going to have a great show. But the individual come in like, man, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to do this. Now, how do you adjust to these certain characters? Because you have, like you said, you have you're a team player, but then you have the selfish player come in and say, man, you know, they're going to come see me. How do you personally adjust to that? To each person's character.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great question, man. But, you know, since I've, you know, in a way have a lot more experience than I once had, I know exactly how it's going to go as far as who this person is. So if you are the MVP of the league, or at least you think you are, I go ahead and make sure I put you on stage first. So that way we can go ahead and get you out the way. And the rest of the team is a group. So then I'll let the group come on as far as each person because we are all like-minded. So I'd rather us stay together as far as a unit instead of kind of separating it. Well, I have a little bit of the unit, and then I have the person that's un-unit, you know, that's not a team player, and then have some more team players. I'd rather put all the team players together. So I go ahead and get that first person out the way if that's the case that I have somebody that I happen to book that isn't team oriented,
right?
Because it's all about adapting to the situation and understanding that everything is not going to be ideal. It's just that whenever you know whatever happens, you have to adapt to it and always be ready. That way, you don't have to ever get ready.
Right. Now, see, family, this is what we want y'all to understand. I use Tommy Two Toes. I gave this example of how he is in the comedy world because it's like that. That's how it is in our everyday life. So when you coming in as an individual, yes. Why? Because God created you in his image and his likeness. So you have your own character, your own personality, and the only way, you know, you see the world a certain way. But then, y'all got to excuse me. I'm tired. I've been working all day. I've been going hard today. So excuse me on the yawn, but I am tired. So I use that example because when we do go to church, we do have to understand we are coming in as individuals. But when you get there and you are part of the body, now you are part of the collective part. Now you coming in as a group, and the group become one, right? So you are your individual self, but when you come in to this community in your group, then your group become one, right? You have this church over here, down the street, there's another church. Down the street, there's another church. Down the street, there's another church. Now, when these churches, when we leave our community and we know that we are part of certain bodies, when we go outside that building, like we were saying earlier, Tommy Two Toes, how our character should reflect it. That doesn't mean that you're going to come in sinless. What we're saying is the love should show, the teamwork should show, definitely should be unselfish. Because if you make it personal and make it about you and you only, you're going to have it difficult. You're going to have definitely, it's going to be difficult for people to gravitate towards you so they can become a better version of themselves. Like, people should be inspired by you. They should be inspired by you. And when you, when they're inspired by you, that's when you'll be, you able to witness the people. Man, listen, you know, man, you know, come to the church, man. We have a wonderful service, man. We come in, people gonna come to the church when they see you. It ain't even all about the pastor. We making it about the pastor when the pastor is just a human being as well. That pastor might have a certain position, but they're not God. They're just a human being. You have a great impact. Because people gonna go because why? You. They want something. They see something in you that's unique. They see something that's powerful. They see something that's great. They're inspired by that. So they're like, yo, so man, they wanna know, man, I wanna be better too. That's when you open the doors for great witnessing and invite them to the church service. And then when they get there, they'll see a healthy group, a healthy body, a healthy community. That's
right.
What you want to be a part of. But when you go in and you don't understand your purpose of even going, and you unconsciously being selfish because you're trying to save your own behind from going to hell, basically, you're just trying to save yourself. So you put yourself there, you feel, you know, I'm going to earn my way to heaven. When that's just not how it works. You want to spam on that Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, this is what it came to. I think about it like this. You going to church, you're the only person that anybody else sees that represents the church. So are you setting a good example that makes another person want to go to the church? Because all they know about the church is what they see in you. So are they seeing anything in you that would make them want to go to church? Or a lot of times what actually happens is we are representing the church maybe in a bad way. So people see what you're doing and they're like, oh, nah, I ain't going there, man. There's too many problems already going on. I got enough problems on my hand already. I don't need no more.
Right.
So
right.
If you're not seeing a good example, then, you know, something's a little wrong with that. Because, like I said, you need to be showing your church life all during the week, not just on Sunday. Because, you know, it's like you get in front of God and you're like, hey, God, I was at church every Sunday. What's up? He's going to be like, but where were you at Friday night? Where were you at Thursday evening? What were you doing then? That's when church really shows, when you're not at church. So we need to be mindful of that.
And the Bible talks about that. It said, do not cause others to stumble. You know? So we don't want to put people down, man. Especially like when new people come to church. People come because they're searching. You know, they searching. So when they come, people should feel welcome, you know. People should feel like if you have imperfections, then you're there based on your imperfections. You there because you do have issues. You're there because, you know, you do have problems in life. So we should welcome them. Like, sometimes we'll welcome them with open arms the first day, but then how patient can we be with them a year later when they still live in a certain way that we don't approve of? What we got to understand is, can it take, 13 years to get through school? Understand, and I'm counting kindergarten now. I'm counting kindergarten.
Right, right.
So you
right,
got kindergarten
exactly.
First through the 12th grade. So it takes us 13 years to graduate. To go to college. Now, if you go to college, guess what? That's 17 years now. Because you're tacking on 4 more years to the 13. Think about that. So it's 17
yep.
years of schooling, 17 years of growing, 17 years of maturity. So why do we to grow in 6 months?
That's impossible.
Come on, Neil. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, because you have people say, well, ain't nothing impossible for God. Okay, we get that. But the majority of the time, y'all, it's like realistically,
it's
going to take more than 6 months. Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen. But, it's very seldom where you see people just change overnight or change in 6 months. You have to be patient, and you have to understand that you was once at a certain point in your life where you was immature in your spirituality. So we should be patient. We should show some grace, and we should show mercy on those who is not as developed in their spirit, man, than we are. Because guess what? They need to understand why they even come into the church. Because the first thing people say, man, to go to heaven. Go to heaven. And then they miss how to treat people right here on earth. Listen, this is what Jesus' prayer was. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Watch it. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, on earth. So that's why people can be so heavily bound, they don't know earthly good, because we focused on, oh, the spiritual things. I can't deal with you in the natural, but this is, come on now, this is a natural world. We are living on a real planet. You still got to be realistic on how you carry yourself and how you carry your life. You got to be realistic. So when you go to church, you should know why you're really going besides selfishly. Well, I just want to go to heaven. Well, you're just trying to save yourself. But the Bible says that on earth as it is in heaven, his will be done on earth. How are you going to handle yourself right here on this planet before your life expires and you go to the afterlife? But before that, what are you going to do to be valuable and bless others to help them see their real purpose in them? We got Tommy, we got 2 more minutes. Do you have any closing words, my brother?
I always got some closing words, you know. Don't look for a blessing, be a blessing. Don't look for an example, be the example. Don't look for an example, be the example. And that's my closing words.
And that was powerful. That was powerful, man. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Man, y'all go to the Beyond the Fence page. Y'all go to the Beyond the Radio. Beyond the Radio. And y'all make sure y'all support the other Elation family members. Man, this is a great network. Y'all support these people. Man, shout out to Nuts with Dre, Pastor Michelle. You know, shout out to everyone. Thank you, Kimmy Kim, for being such a blessing and a great example of honorable and integrity. And, I mean, just shout out to the Elation family. Y'all go check everyone else out. Man, it's definitely a beautiful network, awesome people. And listen, we love you guys. We love y'all. Y'all go to the Beyond the Fence page. That's BeyondTheFence. That's Beyond the Fence Enterprise. We have plenty of artists. Y'all go check these artists out. Y'all show y'all support. Y'all have no reason to say, man, people ain't got positive music. I'm tired of hearing this, I'm tired of hearing that. Well, we got rappers, singers, comedians, actors, actresses. Y'all come and be a part of this family and have a good time with us. So, with that being said, we see y'all next week. So where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Yeah. youth, that's when they see the proof. How you believe in God? You don't believe in you. The tree of life inside of you, let them see the fruit. The fruits of your seeds is to achieve. All you need to do is you be true and believe. And the one that put earth in your lungs to breathe, he'll fight for you and me like Rocky and Creed. And the blessings you receive won't come from you breathe. You just need to stay open, yep, Jermaine Copeland. But on that same token, these words that I've spoken are to make you fly high and my stay broken.
Thinking I might not survive. Words to the wise, don't believe the lies. Told me, if God created us, there's gotta be a God inside. Look in the mirror, ask yourself, is he right or die? Tears in my eyes, chills down my spine. Now I'm alive, for the first time, nothing can stop me, don't even try. Take on the world by my lonely, you're right beside a tribe. But brothers and sisters, when they fist high, when it's time to fly.
Deny. Don't need an explanation, that's for you to ask yourself. Is you gon' sink or levitate about the game when they be playing? Steady trickin', they be playing it. Wanna make you dumb, so you never make your kingdom come. What they on? Time to stack and build a throne. I've been down and out so long, I grew some wings with feathers on it. Ain't no opponent, this little me on me. And that little light gon' shine, put that all on G-O-D, yeah.